RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome to our English Bulletin program. In today's edition, we present you the news, commentary, today in history, focus, and news in brief. We'll continue our program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. Then we will end our program with Music Corner. That's our program for today. Now stand by with the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo announcing KPK selection committee members. Vice President Yusuf Kala to meet World Bank President. DPR open public participation for the establishment of Alun-Alun Demokrasi. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo has announced the members of the Selection Committee for the Corruption Eradication Commission KPK, which consists of 9 women. According to President Joko Widodo, the members of the Selection Committee come from various backgrounds, including from the law, finance, sociology, technology, and psychology fields. He hopes that the Selection Committee will be able to screen qualified candidates who can reinforce the KPK and improve its ability to work with other law enforcement institutions. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kala is going to meet World Bank President Jim Yong Kim, who is paying a visit to Indonesia. The World Bank President is on a 4-day visit until May 22, 2015. This was announced by Vice President Secretariat in a statement. Kim is also scheduled to meet President Joko Widodo, Yogyakarta Governor Sri Sultan Hamengkubuwono, and Finance Minister Bambang Brojonegoro. He is also expected to visit Sunda Kelapa and Tanjung Priok Harbors in North Jakarta and Serpra community-based project funded by World Bank. Indonesian House of Representatives DPR held a public participation for the establishment of Alun-Alun Demokrasi or Democracy Square in Jakarta on Thursday. This impacts the public participation to absorb people's aspiration regarding the plan to build the Alun-Alun Democracy. Deputy Chairman of the House of Representatives DPR, Fahri Hamza, said that people's aspiration regarding the square should be followed as input for the development. He said that the square is aimed at facilitating the people to give their aspiration to DPR.
Kami menggunakan istilah Alun-Alun dan memang dalam tradisi Jawa, alun-alun itu memang terletak dekat kantor pemerintahan. Kalau dulu kan hanya ada kerajaan.
We use the term of alun-alun or square as, in Japanese tradition, alun-alun or square is located near the governmental building. The place is used for the people to state their opinions regarding the government's policies. It is about the idea to create a more rooted parliament closer to the people and to appropriately facilitate the public. Members of parliament will take the benefit as well. Today we open public participation for the Alun-Alun Democracy Square. To know how they want it to be, we open the opportunity.
Membuka partisipasi publik dulu. Publik kira-kira melihat pembangunan alun-alun itu seperti apa. Mereka ingin di situ ada apa dan sebagainya. Kami buka gitu.
Furthermore, Fahri Hamzah also said that the Indonesian parliament will allocate is 20 hectares of land for Democracy Square. According to him, the establishment of Democracy Square is the first step in implementing reforms in the area of institutional strengthening of the parliament. The Democracy Square will be the largest place for the public to hold demonstrations and to deliver their aspiration in Indonesia. In the 11th edition of Printemps Français Festival in Jakarta, Institut Français are holding Kroncong Music Performance on Tuesday, May 19, 2015 by presenting an Indonesian Kroncong Maestro, Sundari Sukoco. Kroncong was chosen as a media to tighten Indonesian French relations in the future. In an interview with Voice of Indonesia recently, Elizabeth Simone, the coordinator of culture activity of Institute Francois, explained that Kroncong is a typical music that should be discovered from Indonesia.
Because I think that music is one of the easiest way to exchange. You don't need to talk, so you can easily understand each other with music. And Kroncong is something particular because you have Portuguese influences, and Portuguese is really near from France. So for French also, it's really interesting to discover Kroncong with this mix of influences between Portuguese and Indonesian. So that's something that we don't know when we speak about Indonesia, actually.
Elizabeth added that the event held in 11 cities in Indonesia have an important measure to strengthen Indonesian and French bilateral relations.
And also to show the government that it's really important that we both stay open to dialogue between each other in the cultural field, that we have a lot to offer to Indonesia and Indonesia has a lot to offer to France, so both sides.
Prantan France Festival is also hoped to be able to unite French and Indonesian musicians to collaborate in creating unique music to be enjoyed by the community around the world. Rights group Amnesty International, AI, has praised the decision of Indonesia, Malaysia and Thailand to reverse the policy of turning back boats carrying refugees and vulnerable migrants, saying it is a step in the right direction. However, AI said the boat falls short of the measure urgently needed to save thousands of lives still at risk at sea or to address the root causes of the crisis. AI's Asia Pacific director Richard Bannon said in a release on Tuesday, "This is certainly good news for the people aboard those boats that managed to reach the safety of the shore, but it does nothing for the thousands still adrift at sea, which diminishing supplies of food and water or finding more who may follow them." Indonesia, Thailand and Malaysia cannot cede the duty as state party to the UN Convention on the Law of Sea to provide maritime search and rescue operation to save lives. Bennett was speaking in response to a recent joint statement in which Indonesia and Malaysia said they would provide temporary shelter for up to 7,000 people still at sea, believed to be mainly Rohingya refugees fleeing persecution in Myanmar as well as Bangladeshis. Indonesia is likely to become the host of the 2070 MotoGP at the Central International Circuit in Bogor, West Java. Indonesian dreams to host the prestigious racing event are now closer to reality following the arrival of the Carmelo Ezpeleta, this year of the Dorma Sport LC, the commercial rights holder of the MotoGP, on Wednesday for talks on the matter. Ezpeleta, who came from Spain, has even met with Indonesian Tourism Minister Arif Yahya, representative from the Youth and Sport Ministry, the Indonesian Motorcycle Association IMI Central Board, and representative from the Central Circuit, Timton Suprapto. According to Arif, both parties had expressed interest in organizing the 2017 MotoGP in the country, and that an MOU would follow in the next 3 months. Ezpeleta, meanwhile, said that he had received complete information from the Indonesian government on the event, and that his side had approved the country's proposal and asked it to prepare the circuit. The last item, thousands of coastal batik motifs will be on display at Gelar Batik Nusantara. A batik exhibition will take place on June 24 until 28 in Jakarta Convention Center. Themed Batik United Nations, the exhibition is held by the Indonesian Batik Foundation. Chairman of the committee, Ratna Joko Suyanto, said in Jakarta on Wednesday, "This year, Indonesian Batik Foundation, featuring coastal batik from about 300 batik artisans who are participating in this exhibition."
Setiap 2 tahun sekali gelar Batik Nusantara 2015.
This biennial event, Gelar Batik Nusantara 2015, presents a different theme and all regions throughout Indonesia are participated in the event. It means that we display all Indonesian regions alternatively this year. We display coastal motif but all of Indonesia as a whole.
Tampilkan pesisir tapi secara keseluruhan ada dari daerah-daerah seluruh Indonesia.
Ratna said the exhibition which has been going on since 1996 is expected to keep increasing batik production and encouraging people to love batik. She said First Lady of the 6th Indonesian President, Ani Yudhoyono, will also participate in this event and displays her batik collection. On the same occasion, head of the organizing committee, Edi Ratna Surjo Surajoso, said that batik on display is the latest collection of the batik artisans who had been preferred since 2 years ago. Edi hopes that the event will promote both the batik itself and its artisans. The event is planned to be opened by Indonesian President Joko Widodo on 24th of June. That's news from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Listener, our commentary today entitled Reform. In general, the reform is a change to an existing system at a time. In Indonesia, the word of reform refers to students' movement that occurred in 1998, which resulted in termination powers of President Suharto or New Order era, and the birth of the era of reform. In this May, it was recorded in history that Indonesia experienced major changes. If we look at that for a moment, what happened 17 years ago, Indonesian people still remember a change from the New Order era into the era of reform. One event to another occurred. One tragedy was frightening. Someone was suspicious one another. They didn't know who friends or enemies were. And fraternity was turned. As if the diversity of Indonesian nation vanished, so did the basic state Pancasila did, and the united that has been dreamed. The democratization process turned out to kill a lot of people. However, their lives will not be wasteful. They are merits for major changes in this nation. They are a fond of ideals of this nation who want to be independent and suffering, want to feel the well-being and justice. At the same time, various reasons were expressed throughout Indonesia. They said that the desire for change towards a better, more prosperous, more and more justice. Then light mushrooms in the organization, a fear on behalf of individuals who said to be figures of change or figures of reform. At the time, Suharto administration was shaken by Asian financial crisis that made Indonesian economy weakened. In turn, public discontent was growing against the government led by Suharto. At the highest culmination point, the massive demonstrations were conducted by various student organizations in many regions of Indonesia. The authority of Suharto was increasingly squeezed after the tragedy of Trisakti on May 12, 1998, which triggered riots in May 1998, 1 day later. The student movement was widespread in almost throughout Indonesia. Under great pressure from within and outside the country, at last Suharto chose to resign from his post. It was the flashback of gloomy history experienced by Indonesian nation, which must be redeemed by many innocent victims. The time passed by. The leaders of Indonesia changed one after another, ranging from civilians to former military officers. Now the question is that whether the promise of reform could be felt by Indonesian people in the form of prosperity and justice, or this nation is still struggling to look for a suitable form of reform. Meanwhile, the leader of this country did not seem to care about the people who shouted their dissatisfaction. The meaning of actual changes to Indonesian nation is to return to the constitution of the country. Founders of this nation had been struggling to create it, and Indonesian nation only implements it. However, it is questionable whether there is now the same sincerity between the leader of this country and the founding fathers in the past. The founders of Indonesian people were fighting for the people without hope of reward. They built the nation sincerely. Is the reform which was postponed 70 years ago has been successful to change what is wrong in the new order to be better? do not let the victims who fell during the beginning of reform era been useless without concrete results. Has this nation undergone a lot of changes compared to the new order? Indonesia is a great nation with huge territory. The government should now think ahead comprehensively for the welfare of its people without neglecting the sense of reform. Indonesian people do not want to hear the phrase, the people need to eat, not reformed. Listener, that was commentary today, read by Rahmana.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, meet again with me, Ani Hasana, in our regular Today in History over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. We start from an event on May 20, 1904, when FIFA was founded. Listener, the Fédération Internationale de Football Association, or FIFA, or in English, International Federation of Association Football, or International Federation of Soccer, is the international governing body of football association or soccer association, futsal and beach soccer. FIFA is responsible for the organization of football's major international tournaments, notably the World Cup, which commenced in 1930, and the Women's World Cup, which commenced in 1991. FIFA was founded in 1904 to oversee international competition among the national associations of Belgium, Denmark, France, Germany, the Netherlands, Spain, Sweden, and Switzerland. Headquartered in Zurich, membership now comprises 209 national associations. Member countries must each also be members of one of the six regional confederations into which the world is divided: Africa, Asia, Europe, North and Central America, and the Caribbean, Oceania, and South America. And the next event was in 1991 when Rajiv Gandhi was assassinated. Rajiv Ratna Gandhi, who was born on August 20, 1944, and died on 21st of May 1991, was the seventh Prime Minister of India, serving from 1984 to 1989. He took office after the 1984 assassination of Prime Minister Indira Gandhi, his mother, who became the youngest Indian Prime Minister. Rajiv Gandhi remained Congress President until the elections in 1991. While campaigning for the elections, he was assassinated by a suicide bomber from the LTTE. His widow, Sonia, became the president of Congress Party in 1998 and led the party to victory in the 2004 and 2009 parliamentary elections. His son, Rahul, is a member of parliament and vice president of the Congress. In 1991, Rajiv Gandhi was posthumously awarded the Bharat Ratna, the highest civilian award by the government of India. And the last event was in 1998 when Suharto resigned. Suharto, former Indonesian president, was born in a small village, Kemusuk, in the Godean area near the city of Yogyakarta during the Dutch colonial era. He grew up in humble circumstances. His Javanese Muslim parents divorced not long after his birth, and he was passed between foster parents for much of his childhood. During the Japanese occupation of Indonesia, Suharto served in Japanese organized Indonesian security forces. Indonesia's independence struggle saw him joining the newly formed Indonesian army. Suharto rose to the rank of Major General following Indonesian independence. An attempted coup on September 30, 1965 was countered by Suharto-led troops and was blamed on the Indonesian Communist Party. The army subsequently led an anti-communist purge and Suharto wrested power from Indonesia's founding president Sukarno. He was appointed acting president in 1967 and president the following year. Support for Suharto's presidency was strong throughout the 1970s and 1980s, but eroded following a severe financial crisis that led to widespread unrest and his resignation in May 1998. He was replaced by B.J. Habibie. And listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, with today's focus entitled Indonesia's Demographic Bonus to Face ASEAN Economic Community. Listener, demographic bonus has become opportunities and challenges for Indonesia to be able to align with other nations that have been developed. Demographic bonus is a moment when there are many productive citizens aged from 19 to 40 years old. Whether it is admitted or not, the demographic bonus means the age structure of Indonesian citizens from 19 to 40 years is a good opportunity if the moment is utilized as good as possible. So they should get a good education. It was stated by director of the Jakarta State Polytechnic Abdillah in Depok. According to Abdillah, related to the productive age, they must have knowledge and skills with a good attitude so that they can work in accordance with the needs of industry and society prior to the entry of the AEC era. With the capabilities of the productive age, Indonesia will be able to answer the challenges of AEC 2015. Thus, Indonesia has been able to fulfill and do not need outsiders who come to the country to meet those needs. While to face intense competition in 2015 in the ASEAN Economic Community AEC, Indonesian Women's Congress or KOANI is committed to supporting economic and social development through the empowerment of small and medium enterprises. Chairman of KOANI, Giwo Rubianto Wiyogo, said, "From time to time, Indonesian women have been increasingly aware of the role and build the prosperity of the nation through the business sector." According to her, Indonesian women can become the backbone of the nation's economy because about 80% of small and medium enterprises in Indonesia are women. Therefore, it shows how important to foster and encourage women as entrepreneurs. On the other hand, Bogor Association of Street Vendors of West Java is prepared for the AEC 2015. Chairman of the Central Executive Board of Association of Street Vendors, Ali Mahsun, said Bogor has a strategic economic region that can accommodate 1.2 million street vendors. According to him, the street vendors can increase regulation. According to Ali, empowering small and medium enterprises can improve the resilience of the local economy. Micro and small and medium enterprises sector plays an important role in contributing public revenue. And listener, that was Focus.
Listener, it's nice to be with you again. I'm here, Mana Rahmana, to inform you some headlines of national newspapers published in Jakarta on Tuesday 21st of May 2015. Listener, let's start headline in Kompas Daily. In its headline, Kompas writes, "People are in stressful condition. Economic pressures, workload, poor urban planning and chronic diseases that most people suffer make them stressed. Impact stress can affect productivity, increase the severity of the diseases that lead to social troubles. However, the problem of mental and emotional aspect is still underestimated. In fact, mental and emotional disorders such as stress, anxiety and depression is monopolized not only by urban community but also most people who live in villages, small towns and outer islands." Tempo newspaper writes in its headline, "Yudhoyono refused the call of Jokowi." The chairman of the Democratic Party, Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono, rejected the offer of President Joko Widodo camp to participate in addressing the issue of oil and gas. According to Democratic Party politician Sharifuddin Hasan, the offer was nothing more than a pretext to obscure the enormous statement of the Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources, Sudirman Said. The offer to clear up the problem of oil and gas was expressed by the Secretary General of the Indonesian Democratic Party of Struggle, Hasto Kristianto. According to Hasto, as the President and former Minister of Energy, Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono's contribution is required by the government of President Joko Widodo. Media Indonesia newspaper writes in its headline, Myanmar is responsible. Myanmar has to be responsible for the actions of Rohingya to improve their lives in order to prevent them from seeking better lives in other countries. This was stated by U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Antony Blinken after joining a discussion entitled Civil Society, Youth Leadership and Democracy in Southeast Asia in At America at Pacific Place in Jakarta. Blinken added that Rohingya and Bangladeshi refugees have now become a problem in some countries of Southeast Asia. He appreciated Indonesian steps to save and hold them while in Aceh. According to Vice President Yusuf Kala, the government of Indonesia will build a shelter and provide supply of the daily needs for the refugees for a year. In a meeting with the Foreign Minister of ASEAN Affairs in Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia yesterday, Malaysia and Indonesia have agreed to accommodate immigrants. We end the headline today with Business Indonesia newspaper that writes, Bank Indonesia's rate is possible to increase. Bankers are projecting that the benchmark interest rate of Bank Indonesia is still possible to increase this year. Meanwhile, in the meeting of the Board of Bank Indonesia governors, it was decided to keep Bank Indonesia rate around 7.50%. Financial Service Partner PricewaterhouseCoopers Indonesia Yusuf Wibasana said, the super result, which represents 76% of national banking assets, saw that banks see no chance of a rise of 20 to 50 basis points for the benchmark interest rate of Bank Indonesia. Listener, those were some headlines of national newspaper published in Jakarta today, 21st of May. Thanks for listening.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Here news in brief, read by Rahmana. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has announced the members of the Selection Committee for the Corruption Eradication Commission, KPK, which consisted of 9 women. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kala is going to meet World Bank President Jim Yong Kim, who is paying a visit to Indonesia. The World Bank President is on a 4-day visit until May 22, 2015. This was announced by Vice President Secretariat in a statement. Indonesian House of the Representatives DPR held a public participation for the establishment of Alun-Alun Democracy or Democracy Square in Jakarta on Thursday. This invites the public participation to absorb people's aspirations regarding the plan to build the Alun-Alun Democracy. In the 11th edition of Frantan France's Festival in Jakarta, Institut Francois are holding Kroncon Music Performance on Tuesday, May 19, 2015 by presenting an Indonesian Kroncon Maestro, Sundari Sukoco. Rights Group Amnesty International, AI, has praised the decision of Indonesia, Malaysia and Thailand to reverse the policy of turning back both scaring refugees and vulnerable migrants, saying it is a step in the right direction. However, Amnesty International said the move falls short of the measures urgently needed to save thousands of lives still at risk at sea or to address the root causes of the crisis. Indonesia is likely to become the host of the 2017 MotoGP at the Sentul International Circuit in Bogor, West Java. Indonesian dreams to host the prestigious racing event are now closer to reality following the arrival of the Carmelo Ezpeleta, the CEO of Tornasport SL, the commercial right holder of the MotoGP, on Wednesday for talks on the matter. Thousands of coastal batik motifs will be on display at Gelar Batik Nusantara Batik Exhibition, which takes place on June 24 until 28 in Jakarta Convention Center. Themed Batik United Nations, the exhibition is held by Indonesian Batik Foundation. Chairman of the Committee Ratna Joko Suyanto said in Jakarta on Wednesday. This year, Indonesian Batik Foundation featuring Coastal Batik from about 300 Batik artisans who participated in this exhibition. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
This is Indonesia. Here is Indonesia. This is Indonesia. You will be delighted to see the beauty of Indonesia for free by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2015. Answer the following questions. 1. When and where was the independence of Indonesia proclaimed? 2. Who read the proclamation text of Indonesia's independence on the radio for the first time? A. Yusuf Ronodipuro. B. Abdul Rahman Saleh. 3. When is RRI's anniversary? 4. Mention three tourism places in Indonesia that you want to visit and give the reasons. 5. How do you listen to RRI World Service programs and give the reasons? 6. What programs do you like most? 7. What are your suggestions for Voice of Indonesia's programs? 8. What is your opinion about the website of Voice of Indonesia? 9. Please write your opinion in brief about Indonesia in 500 words. Send your answer along with your brief bio data as well as copy of your passport or passport number and its expired date to voiquiz2015@gmail.com. voiquiz2015@gmail.com before August 11, 2015. You may be the lucky one to get the main prize, which is Coming to Indonesia. Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2015, brought to you by RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, and supported by Indonesian Tourism Ministry.
Thank you for still listening to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Listeners, now here are our next programs, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello, listener. It is a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, arts, and culture from various regions in Indonesia. I'm Dolot Pane. In today's edition, I will introduce you to Horam Sasalu. So stay tuned. Jailolo Bay Festival was held on May 14 to 16. The event has been held for the seventh time with the theme Saloi Sirimoi, or meaningless, Saloi Unite. Various interesting series of events enliven the festival and invited tourists to explore the Jailolo land and sea as well as enjoy a West Halmahera unique culinary in North Maluku. The series of events, among others, Sigopi Ngololo, or sacred and unique cleaning the sea tradition. In this ceremony, a convoy of ornamental ships sailed around the Babua Island with the beat of traditional music and prayers led by Sultan Jailolo. After Sigopi Ngolo was held, then Horomsa Sadu or custom meal as a thanksgiving for the bountiful harvest was on place. The uniqueness of this event is even the people was partying for the whole night, but they never felt sleepy, and they do not feel full, even though they have eaten a lot. Before the party started or the evening before the feast, mothers have been preparing Halmahera typical dishes, which will be presented when Horomsa Sadu, such as twins rice, fish, herbs, and vegetables. In addition to various culinary, there are typical Halmahera intoxicating drink called chiyok. This drink is also served as Horomsa Sadu. Twin rice becomes mandatory meal menu that should present in this event. The rice is cooked by fire in bamboo. It is named twins because this rice rolls wrapped in banana leaves which form two shells of rice. Horomsa Sadu comes from the word horom meaning eating, and Sasadu means traditional or custom house. So Horomsa Sadu actually eating together at the traditional house. Before the people had a religion, the Halmahera people worshipping nature and fertility gods. Therefore, when the harvest was plentiful, they wouldn't hold a traditional dinner party to celebrate, as well as hopes that the next harvest also abundant. In the past, the party was held for 9 days, 9 nights. However, over time, it is reduced to sometimes 3 days, 3 nights, or even overnight. All this was eaten for days, nights, without ever feel full. And in a year, this traditional dinner party is held twice. Horomsa Sadu festivity is opened by the head of the customs. Then they held a prayer together. They also wash their hands before the party begins, not with water, but the water mixed with flowers of tree nut. They believe a mixture of water with the fruit of the areca tree can purify their hands before the start of the next farming season. Then the festivities begun with a meal together to enjoy a variety of culinary, the typical of Halmahera. The meal is accompanied by traditional music. There are only two instruments, namely drums and gongs, in this music. Typically, traditional dances are performed as well. They are Sara Dabi Dabi and Legu Salai dances. Sara Dabi Dabi dance is a dance to welcome the Sultan. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today with the topic Horomsa Sadu. We will meet again tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa and bye-bye.
Mr. Lenny.
Mr. Lenny on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Welcome back to today's miscellaneous from RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. In today's edition, we present you Reform Commemoration Day. Reform was a word which was always said in 1998 in Indonesia. The word encouraged university students in the entire Indonesia to converge and demand it to the government. The Indonesian government at that time, which was led by President Suharto, finally gave up and made the demand. On May 21, 1998, President Suharto resigned from his post as the President of Republic of Indonesia. There was no other choice for President Suharto at that time but resigning. This decision was warmly welcomed by the Indonesian nation. It is not easy indeed for a president to do that. The wise attitude of President Suharto was appreciated by other presidents from various countries in the world. Until now, May 21st is commemorated as Reform Day in Indonesia. The Indonesian nation regard the date as a historical milestone of change. The then Vice President B.J. Habibie was inaugurated as the third Indonesian President. Continuing things that have been done by the previous President is a big difficulty for a new leader. B.J. Habibie had to bear that heavy burden. Events by events started soaring in the administration of B.J. Habibie. The Indonesian nation demanded the promised changes again. Responsibility and big love for the Indonesian nation could give power to President B.J. Habibie to finish his administration. In 2001, Indonesian people started feeling changes. It is because all Indonesian people participated in the presidential elections democratically. Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono was elected as the sixth Indonesian president. Reform always goes toward a better thing than before. After reform era soared in the entire country, now it's time for democracy, which plays a big role for the wealth of the Indonesian nation. Well, listener, that ends today's miscellany on the Reform Commemoration Day. I'm Hernita. Thank you for listening.
Meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
This is Indonesia. Here is Indonesia. This is Indonesia. You will be delighted to see the beauty of Indonesia for free by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2015. Answer the following questions. 1. When and where was the independence of Indonesia proclaimed? 2. Who read the proclamation text of Indonesia's independence on the radio for the first time? A. Yusuf Ronodipuro. B. Abdul Rahman Saleh. 3. When is RRI's anniversary? 4. Mention 3 tourism places in Indonesia that you want to visit and give the reasons. 5. How do you listen to RRI World Service programs and give the reasons? 6. What programs do you like most? 7. What are your suggestions for Voice of Indonesia's programs? 8. What is your opinion about the website of Voice of Indonesia? 9. Please write your opinion in brief about Indonesia in 500 words. Send your answer along with your brief bio data as well as copy of your passport or passport number and its expired date to voiquiz2015@gmail.com. voiquiz2015@gmail.com before August 11, 2015. You may be the lucky one to get the main prize, which is Coming to Indonesia. Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2015, brought to you by RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, and supported by Indonesian Tourism Ministry.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back with me, Daulat Pani, in Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian original music, either traditional or modern ones. In today's edition, I present you some good musicians and singers, among others, Suhate Group Band, a female singer, Alisa Subandono, and a male singer, Aldisa. I will first introduce you to Suhate Group. Suhate Music Group is from Jakarta and consists of 5 personnel. They are Fadli, Ai, Ombo, Mums, and Dance, which carry alternative folk music with the feel of the 70s. Suhate comes with their debut single entitled Cinta Kau Begitu Indah, or How Beautiful Love, an energetic rhythmic song with the feel of the 70s. It is unique but still in a sweet and modern packaging. Well, listener, let's listen to the song entitled Cinta Kau Begitu Indah. Here is the song.
Yang seindah ini
After Swati, I will introduce you Alisa Subandono, who has released a first single entitled Cerita Cinta Kita, or Our Love Story. In 2010, Alisa Subandono, who is better known as a TV series actress and advertising model, also twice her luck in the world of music. Cerita Cinta Kita, her first single, is about adolescence love and aided by a reliable Tompi Jazz singer, whose name is already recognized in the Indonesian music. Well, listener, here is Cerita Cinta by Alisa Subandono. Let's enjoy the song. Now I introduce you to the other singer, Aldisa. Aldisa's full name is Morandi Latuhi Hamalo. He was born on May 15, 1985. After going through a long process, Aldisa finally released her first solo album under the banner of the Green Music Foundation and distributed by RPM. The album is also supporting the movement of Voice of the East, or FOET, which was initiated by Glenn Fredly for humanitarian movement in Indonesia, especially in the eastern part of Indonesia. In the Kacamata album, Aldisa pours all forms of love of music by working on every process and detail there, ranging from composing the song for the arrangements to pack it in a music and assisted by several guest musicians, rappers and singer. Well, listener, to conclude our musical program for today, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Jauh and Sekuat Ku Bertahan. Happy listening, sampai jumpa, and bye-bye.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.